Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by Mega Pros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Michael from Portage Park won the White Sox tickets. What was the correct answer, Super Joe?
You could have gone with Jace Fry or Kelvin Herrera or Alex Kalanick.
Not Shoeless Joe Jackson. He was involved in that.
He was not. Maybe I will get a question one day with Shoeless Joe involved.
Okay.
Just for you, buddy.
Appreciate it, man. On April 2nd, a man named Kyle Garcher was working on his car, his 2001 Mercedes, about 9 o'clock at night. And there's a carjacking attempt nearby, and Kyle ends up getting shot. A lot of you know the story, or at least have heard about it. Kyle joins us now. How are you, Kyle? How you feeling?
I'm doing very well.
Where were you shot?
Sorry.
Where were you hit?
I was hit in the leg, in my shin.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is the first time you've been shot.
Yeah, it is the first time. Hopefully the last as well.
Anything like you would have expected? Because I'm sure you had time to sit around and think about it.
I guess. I mean, it's not really something I've thought about.
Sure.
What getting shot would feel like before, but it definitely hurt. Didn't go into shock or anything, so
what is
definitely tops the most painful experience list.
What is your prognosis for full recovery?
It'll be another probably 8 to 10 weeks before I can walk again, but I will. Yeah, I'll recover fully. It's just a matter of waiting it out, and I've got a pretty big erector set type looking thing on my leg, so that's fun.
So this is in Bucktown, and you're minding your own business, working on your car, and four guys come up to you, right?
Yeah, four guys ran. Well, actually, two ran up initially, and there were two kind of in the back, looking, keeping a lookout, I guess.
Had you had any trouble in that neighborhood before?
No. I mean, it's a pretty nice neighborhood. I mean, we specifically moved to the neighborhood because of, you know, how nice it is.
So they're demanding the keys to your car because they want your car, right?
Right.
And you didn't have the keys because you were working on it.
Kind of. I mean, I think I kind of knew where they were, but I wasn't really obviously thinking, you know, fully clearly. And they were in the trunk, and I think it was kind of everything happened so fast, and I was like, I don't know where the keys are.
So did you see one of them had a gun right away?
I did not notice that one had a gun right away, and then when he shot me, it was kind of I think I got shot.
And they ran, right?
Yeah, they ran. I mean, the whole encounter was about 10, 12 seconds total.
So your girlfriend is where at that point?
She was inside on her way out. I mean, it took her maybe another 10 to 15 seconds to run outside. She was there pretty much immediately, and by that time I had pulled my belt off and had that ready for, to be tied around my leg.
Yeah, because I assume you're bleeding pretty heavily, right?
Yeah.
So yeah. She applies a tourniquet. The emergency folks get there, and they take you in, and you had good medical care, I'm sure. But here's the part that brings you to the most valuable person on the planet. Everybody wanted to step up to help you because not all your costs are covered here.
Right. I mean, it's, you know, obviously there's a, you know, insurance covers a lot, but there's a lot of kind of unexpected, you know, costs, especially in the, you know, it's a lot harder to cook. It's a lot harder to get around. Obviously can't drive, you know. So there's just a lot of stuff that costs way more than, you know, you would expect when something like this happens. So
have you been able to work?
I've not been able to work. I'm taking some time off, and then I think I'm going to take a little bit more unpaid time off just to do the recovery process.
Are you getting any sort of help between the ears? Do you have any trauma that you need to talk to somebody about?
You know, I haven't gone any therapy, stuff like that. I mean, I think I've been handling it pretty well, primarily just because, you know, it happened. I know that there's nothing I can do about it. And honestly, overall, I think a lot more good has come out of it than negative, as far as just the, you know, just the impact that it's had on, you know, myself and the community, and just people that have really stepped up to, you know, help out, and whether it's through donations or just coming up and talking to me, you know, and letting me know that I'm in their thoughts, and, you know, just supporting me in various ways. So it's been pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's great. And it's great that you are as well balanced, and I think your thought process is great on this, but just be open to it in case it hits you later, because sometimes that happens. Sandberg, say hi.
Hey, Kyle, I know that it said that the piece said, as of Monday, two of the four suspects had been charged with something. Does that make you feel a little better, or are you still, like, uneasy thinking that these guys are, two of them are still out there?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I haven't paid very much attention to that part of it at all, which, I mean, I don't know, might be kind of weird, but it's one of those things where I look at it as, to me, it didn't make sense to waste any energy on, you know, focusing on whether or not they're going to get caught, or their, you know, charges are going to get pressed. Just whatever the punishment is on those guys, or really anything along those lines. It's just kind of seems like wasted energy.
Yeah, and it's random, right? It's not like they picked you out. They wanted your car.
Right. And they were really just doing it for fun. And it's not, you know, one of the detectives said to me, if you were to ask them where exactly this happened, they wouldn't even know. So it's one of those things where I'm not worried about them. You know, I'm not worried about any type of, you know, retaliation or anything like that. I think it was just a random, you know, random thing that happened. And
yeah, and you know, for what it's worth, you saved your car.
You
know,
exactly.
I know that's a minor concern, and you would rather not give a leg for that, but that is the upside.
Right. And, you know, I'm still working on it. Still got to finish a little bit of touch up paint, but
yeah, yeah. I would help you with that, but I don't know what I'm doing. The good neighbors in and around you, and people all over Chicago, have kicked in, raised about $10,000 or more, which is going to go a long way towards helping Kyle get back on both feet. And if you go to GoFundMe and search Kyle Garchar, GARCHAR, you could help as well if you like. But we just want to check in on you, because, you know, we'll make your whole neighborhood the most valuable people on the planet.
For sure, yeah. It's been a pretty cool experience. Like I said, I mean, it's just been, which is weird to say, I guess.
Yeah, you don't recommend it. You don't recommend finding out your neighbors are great by being shot. That's not generally the way to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, congrats, man. Continued improvement in your health. You handle it like a man, I can tell you that, and it sounds like you're in a great headspace. So, all the best going forward.
Thank you.
Kyle Garchar, Kyle and his entire neighborhood in Bucktown, the most valuable people on the planet.